here in town. Did you guys on a solo trip here today, Robert? Just you and your son?
Yeah, we just drove from North Carolina, Wilmington.
North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So what does Ivan play? Ivan, do you play? Why don't you tell everybody what you play?
Violin and a little guitar.
Wow. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Scientist.
Wow. Okay. I'm impressed. How about that? So we are here today. Robert Lighthouse, he is... Let me ask you something. Lighthouse.
Mm.
Your real name?
No.
No? How'd you come up with Lighthouse?
My dad is from Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
And our name, Palinic, was changed before, and it meant burn down the house.
So
instead of burn down the house, I made a lighthouse.
Lighthouse, mm-hmm. Bringing the light in the house?
Yeah.
Or being a beacon to all?
Yeah, not so much. Well, I don't know. However you want to interpret it, I just came up with it.
Well, you're originally from Sweden.
Yeah, I was born there.
And what made you come to the United States?
I was for the music, and just I knew I wanted to live somewhere else than Sweden.
Than Sweden?
Yeah.
Oh, but we all have this idyllic image of Sweden.
Yeah, it's nice in many ways.
But
I don't like it at all, and I've been back for the last couple of years now.
Yeah.
And I really see how, even though America has a lot of problems, but Sweden also now has a lot of problems. With
the economy.
Economy and the
political
stuff where the all that kind of social welfare that we did have is sort of falling apart.
Yeah.
But besides that, it's a great place in the summer, all in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been here my all adult life, really.
Yeah.
I have all my friends of mine. So I prefer it here.
You prefer it here. All right. Well, we're glad you're here. Now, you, of course, you came actually prepared to play live on the air today.
Right.
And before we hear a word from our sponsors, what would you like to play for us here?
Let's see.
Well, Ivan's got his fingers crossed, hoping it's one that he really likes. What do you like, Ivan? So with those three choices, what are you going to play there?
I'm not going to do any of them right now.
You're going to do any of them, okay?
Well, I'm going to do Me and My Little Son, the blues.
All right.
My little son, I tell the river where we're going. Me and my little son, I tell the river where we're going. We sing of the water, sit down and watch the flow. All the fish down there, many are under the floor. All the fish down there, many are under the floor. Well, sometimes we're lucky, see the tortoise on the low. Thank you.
to the ocean. Oh, she ran into the sea. River ran into the ocean. Ocean ran into the sea. Well, I had such a good time with my son back from me.
Oh, bravo, bravo. That's pretty cool. So, Ivan, what do you think about your dad's talent here? What do you think of all this singing and doing all this stuff? How does it affect you?
I think he's good at playing music, and also I want to follow in his footsteps.
I thought you wanted to be a scientist.
Well, either that or...
Musician.
Or I'm going to be both.
Yeah, good for you.
Well, there you go. That's a good idea. Cover your bases, right?
On the free time, I'm going to play like my dad.
I think that's great. You know, Robert, do you have, being in Sweden and everything, was the blues a big part of what was going on over there?
No.
So,
I had a friend that turned me on to the blues.
Ola?
Yeah.
Ola, is that right?
Oh, yeah. How do you know? Was that in a...
I was reading it.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yes, I
okay,
read,
yeah,
yeah.
That was my good friend.
Yeah.
So he turned me on...
To the blues?
Yeah, when I was like 14, and then I heard Muddy Waters.
Ola!
And,
yeah.
Not that... But, different one. Yeah.
But just a quick question here. Now, you went to school, you liked the blues, and... you came here, and you were on the streets a lot, from what I've read. Is that you were a street musician?
But, yeah.
Yeah.
When I first came, I started in D.C. at 87, a couple of years there, I was playing a lot in the street.
I just was curious, how's the money when you work on the streets like that?
Well, I was, you know...
Survivable?
Yeah, I made like $50 a day, probably.
Yeah? Well,
and I was... At that time, I was married, and we were, you know, I was in my early, I was like 23, and our rent was like, I think, two or $375, I can't remember, you know, somewhere
right
there. So once you made
the rent.
Yeah, she was a, you know, waitress and an artist also, but we weren't rich, but we suddenly ate good and had a nice place to live, so it was...
That's cool.
I could work whenever I... You know, I didn't could set up my own schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think that's neat, and I've always wondered, you know, how that was as being a street musician, how you actually did. I guess you'd have to be good to make the money, but that's
find out
that.
what that grabs people's attention, because I was at, you know, the metro, so at lunch and rush hour when people get off of work, that was the big time when.
Right.
To learn what, and those, boogie shuffles sort of grabs. If you're trying to play something, really, sometimes I play, trying to learn something more intricate than, you know.
It wasn't the time.
It was more I had a drum and the rhythm, you know, because there was buses and traffic
right
and everything, so it was more that pulse of, yeah.
Of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, and, you know, everybody should know he plays the harmonica and the guitar, and so you are in for a treat. We're going to play some more music. We're going to be talking to Robert Lighthouse. Just for the record, if you'd like to hear Robert, he is playing tonight from 8 o'clock on at T.W. Boone's, and tomorrow night he'll be in the brand-new Buffalo Grill right up the street in the Greer Building from 9 to midnight. So that'll be going on Friday. And then on Saturday, he's going to be on the main stage from 10 to 11. That's the CenturyLink main stage. So plenty of opportunities to catch this great act, Robert Lighthouse. So we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
I've been eating barbecue so long, hard for me to give up. I'm patient, to the doctor.
All right, hey, we are back here again. Ivan loves to talk. He's 8.5 years age, and he is Robert's son right here with us today. So if you hear a little munchkin, yes, that's Robert right here with us today. Future musician, possible scientist, maybe some of both. But we are here with Robert Lighthouse, originally from Sweden, been traveling a lot in Russia. We're actually going to talk about that after the news. But, Robert, you have a song you want to play for us. What is it you want to play now?
It's a song called Planting Season, which I wrote on a train in Siberia going to...
Do they have a planting season in Siberia?
They sure do. It's very warm. It gets like 40, I mean, like 100 degrees in the summer.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Southern part.
Okay.
Watermelons.
Watermelons? Okay.
Siberian plain. We're going back to the town where my baby sang. It's a planting season. Remember pretty mama when we used to lay. All the sweet things we do in the say. I guess love came down but it went away. Never need no reason. Selfish and love is sweet. It's a crazy and stubborn that can't be beat. It may be for your soul, it may be for your mate. It don't really matter. I'm going to my river and the sun will shine. Gonna jump and cool my body and mind. True love, honey, baby, it's a hard find. Everybody Siberian plain. We're going back to the town where my baby sang. It's a planting season.
Ah, bravo, bravo. That's right, the planting season. Were you really on the train for 22 hours?
Oh, more than that.
More than that?
Yeah.
30 hours.
Yeah, 30 or more hours.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, we are here with Robert Lighthouse. Hey, coming up at 5 o'clock in Uptown Greenwood, Shrimp City Slim on the main stage, on the CenturyLink stage. Shrimp City Slim and Swamp Pop Shelley. That's right. We are here listening to Robert Lighthouse right now. News is coming up in just a second, but hey, rain or shine, going on uptown tonight. It starts the Blues Cruise and Festival of Discovery. So get together, get up there, and go have a good time. 5 to 6:30, Shrimp City Slim, Swamp Pop Shelley, and then Mel Melton and the Wicked Mojos, And then coming up at 8 o'clock, Robert Lighthouse, right here in our studio right now, but he'll be over there at T.W. Boone's from 8 to 11. Shrimp City Slim, he'll be at Howard's on Main. Hey, it's time for South Carolina News, a word from our sponsors, and yes, we'll be right back.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
I've been eating barbecue so long, hard for me to give up. A patient said to the doctor, don't give me no bad news.
Hey, we're listening to Drink Small and Barbecue, Barbecue, Barbecue. Hey, it's the song for the Blues Cruise and, of course, the Festival of Discovery. And, of course, gosh, I saw Shrimp City Slim this afternoon. He came by and saw us. He's excited, going to be on the show tomorrow afternoon during the 4 to 5 hour, which is, of course, always Giveaway Friday. And, by the way, we're going to have Giveaway Friday. In fact, it's going to be the really stupid questions that you better get right, because I hope you've been paying attention some this week. But it's going to be all about the Blues Cruise Festival of Discovery. And, yes, you'll be able to even win a official T-shirt made by Emerald Ink and Stitches. Okay, they have made the T-shirts. They're very cool. They'll actually be on sale tonight in Uptown Greenwood. They're going to be located directly across from the CenturyLink stage. In fact, we scored our T-shirts to be able to bring them to you tomorrow afternoon, right while they were packing up. So two different styles. You better check them out. They'll be right there directly across from the CenturyLink stage. And it looks like Ivan is making a... Oh, don't cry. No cry. Okay, we're having a good time here today. He's just a little rambunctious. I think probably driving in the car all day, he's a little bit ready to get out and run around, aren't you? Yeah, did you get a toe? Okay, all right. Well, we are going to be talking here. Robert, you said you traveled over to Russia. Started just as kind of a lark, didn't it, with a friend?
Yeah, my friend called me up out of the blue and said, do I want to go and do a tour in Russia?
Yeah.
And I said, sure. And I did, and I had a great time. And I met one of the promoters, suggested I, you know, we keep in touch, and maybe he could work out some other tours, which he did. So ever since then, I've been going over there for like three times a year.
And how is the economy over in Russia? What do you see?
I think it was, you know, was better then, and then right after that first 08, things started to go real sour.
Yes.
With the economy. And of course, I think it goes up and down, but it's, you know, they have the very rich and the very, very poor. It's kind of, you know, it's not so nice. I mean, those people that are so rich, I don't know what to do with the money. They got, you know, I know, and in these last couple of 10, 20 years, they
have accumulated a lot. Yeah.
And it's all kinds of stuff. I don't see, like, the mafia and the whatever, oligarchs or whatever they call them. Because sometimes one, you know, because I can see on the hotels, like, one time the hotels would be, the bed would be very narrow and very simple hotel. The next time we're in a different town, and the hotel was like gold toilets, and like this, Putin could have stayed, and you know, everything was just
fabulous, over the top.
I mean, over the top, like ridiculous rooms, you know. And I later was told that that town is really known for having a lot of mafia in that kind of the club. So
interesting. Now, as far as the Have you tried the vodka over there?
Yes.
Yes, how is the vodka over there?
Oh, very good.
Very good
Siberian
vodka.
Siberian vodka is the best one.
It's the best?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you all, you know, they have tradition, like, you already always have food, you know, special little foods, but you never just drink.
Right.
Like they do in like, Scandinavia, they're famous for just drinking and really get too drunk. But there, you just, and everyone, you know, drinks together, like you...
Salute.
You salute to some to some event or to something that you're doing, and then you drink, and then you eat a little bit, and you know.
So you can drink more that way.
You can drink more of that, but no one really, you know. Yeah, people are. Don't. In Norway, in place of Finland, you know, people almost fall off the table.
And Sweden.
Because
okay.
they drink differently.
Yeah, but in Siberia, you're saying they. They can they drink and eat.
Yeah, but it's all on a, like, you know.
So it's a party time.
Yeah, but very nice.
Very nice. Now, let me ask you something. The audiences over there, I know I've talked to several artists that have been over in Europe and everything, not anybody that's been in Russia, but in Europe I'm always told that the audiences are very attentive. How are the audiences in Siberia? Are they paying attention or are they salute and...
No, I mean, they may go a little, you know, be very quiet, and towards when they've had parted a little, they may start to call out a little more, like they want to hear a song, or you
sure.
can hear them be a little louder, but they're, you know...
But I guess they're very focused on the artist that is playing.
Yeah, they're sitting very quietly.
Yeah.
And I mean, I haven't been only inside, I've been, like, all over Russia, you know, like to Moscow and some
places. Where's your favorite place in Russia? Of all the places you've been?
I like it out there in Siberia. I mean, I like all of it. I've been up in Arkhangelsk, which is up Archangels, is by the White Sea.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, I had a very great time there. So now I've been there so many times, I have bands and friends in all these different areas that I've been touring with.
Now, how does that compare with the United States as far as touring and traveling and the audiences? So, what do you feel are the differences?
Well, in the States, I usually tour, you know, by car.
Mm-hmm.
And audience, I mean, it's great. Last night I played at the Rusty Nail in Wilmington. It's a great, great place. And I'm more used to play here because people, first, they understand the lyrics and they, you know, sometimes if I play the songs with lyrics, it gets...
It's a little tougher, I guess, in Russia.
In Russia,
they don't
sometimes.
Understand. Yeah, so you don't speak Russian, huh?
I'm learning Russian. I speak Russian, but I don't sing in Russian.
Okay.
Yes, I'm trying. Or you know.
That could be good for your career, right?
Yeah. I have one song, you know,
in Russian.
But I can speak a little bit. I've been studying it.
That's good. That's
I've
good.
I've been over there so many times.
All right. So, favorite artists that influence you and your music?
Well, it was, you know, the first, like, that was Muddy Waters, really. And I listened to a lot, and you know, Robert Johnson, Howlin' Wolf, and then this Dr. Ross was from Mississippi, was a one-man band, and he played a type of blues that I hadn't heard, like that kind of rural, real, and you can sort of hear the African roots a lot in the rhythms that I hadn't. Because I had more listened to Chicago blues,
mm-hmm.
and by the time they came to Chicago, they, you know, they cleaned up the act a little bit. You know, they were all from down Mississippi. They,
right.
You know, they made it more structured. But Dr. Ross and you can just hear where they have polyrhythms and different things going.
So
I really like him.
Well, the blues is really the only music that we have that is truly American.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It is awesome,
yeah.
isn't it?
And it's the oldest.
Yeah,
the music, my dad told me.
Oldest, absolutely. Well, we are here with Ivan. We're here with Robert Lighthouse. I hope you're enjoying the show. I think we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and maybe I can get Robert to play something else for us when we come back. You know, he's going to be playing tonight at T.W. Boone's from 8 until 11. Friday night, Buffalo Grill. Hey, it's a brand new place that's opened up in the Greer Building. And on Saturday, he'll be on the CenturyLink main stage starting at 10 a.m. to 11. Don't miss his show. He's got some great blues, and he's willing, wants to play it for you. So we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
We're living, living in a barbecue world. I've been eating barbecue so long.
We're living in a barbecue world. We're living in the blues this afternoon. I hope you're enjoying a real treat. Live music by Robert Lighthouse. That's right. So he's from Sweden originally. He's been a little bit Americanized, and then he's gone back to Russia for many tours and does great over there. We're real fortunate to have him here. And, of course, we have to do a great shout-out to Shrimp City Slim for putting all the artists that are here for this weekend. It's going to be a fabulous time. And, of course, starting in, less than 10 minutes, if you can make it uptown, you'll be able to hear Shrimp City Slim with Swamp Pop Shelley. And Swamp Pop Shelley was on the air with us Monday, Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday. Had an excellent conversation with her. Make sure you check her out. She's bringing that Louisiana blues to you right there, so you make sure you hear that. That'll be going on from 5 to 6:30, from 6:45 to 8 p.m., Melton and the Wicked Mojos right there on the CenturyLink main stage. Then Robert will be over there at T.W. Boone's going on from 8 to 11, and he'll have his sidekick with him here. Ivan, his son, I presume, will be with him. They'll be having a good time here tonight. And that's right. And we're making a video of this one, so you'll have to check it out on YouTube. So Ivan is with us here, and then from 8 until 11, Shrimp City Slim will be over there at Howard. So it's already kicking off. T-shirts over there right across from the main stage, Emerald Ink and Stitches. And tomorrow afternoon, don't forget, we will have Shrimp City Slim in studio with us. He's promised me some CDs we'll be able to give away, and he's promised me what else has he? I don't know. He's just going to come. We're going to have a good time. We might have Drink Small with us tomorrow afternoon, so that could be real interesting, too. And we'll be having giveaway Friday, too, so make sure you listen in tomorrow afternoon, 4 to 5. But, Robert, we wanted to get you to play something else for us. What you going to play for us now?
I'll do a song by Dr. Ross here. Called Going Back South.
Okay.
When I'm baby, still with you and baby, still what you have done. I made me love you, now you're mad I'm right, I got to lay. That's the right, I got to lay. That's the right, baby, keep it up your sleeve. I'm going, don't you want to?
don't you wanna go? I don't have a star where I don't have a word now.
Yeah, that's a video camera. You're on the video. That's right. That's why we set you right there in the middle, so you could be showing off here today, Ivan.
I've never been on radio.
You've never been on radio. Well, hey, this will be your first experience here. You'll be able to report back on it. Well, Robert, hey, good stuff here. Now, that was a tune by?
Dr. Ross.
And his influence was Delta Blues, right?
Yeah, he was born in the Delta. In Tunica, Mississippi, so that was what, you know.
Sure, and he was a really big influence, yes?
He was a big influence on me, yeah.
Yeah.
So he played a real, I haven't really heard of country blues.
Country blues.
Yeah. Which, you know, Muddy Waters, and they were doing it, but once they came up to Chicago, they sort of urbanized that or whatever, you know, just sound changed once it came up because they were influenced by other more sort of uptown acts and stuff, so it was, you know, had a different sound.
It's going to be tough to make it in the music world today, is it? I mean, you have to travel a lot, I guess. How much time do you actually spend? Do you spend a lot of time overseas, or how do you divide your time?
Right now, I'm staying a lot of the time overseas in Sweden because my son lives there, and I have to have an apartment there where he has his room and, you know, our home there. And then I'm over here to play, and I'm going to Russia and play.
Yeah.
So I was very happy that we could spend the summer together here.
Absolutely. Ivan, how do you like traveling with your dad? I know you're over there giving him a hug right now because he's saying those good stuff, but... How do you like traveling here in the USA?
Not really. It's pretty nice, but still not so good because it's long, many hours of ride.
Yeah. Right. I didn't realize it. And think, yeah, for him it's long, like 4 hours. For me, it's not that long.
But
we talk. We have fun, though, because I always say before, oh, 4 hours, what am I going to do? No internet. But then once we're on, we'd play games, like guess the country or guess the profession or doing different things or talk. And it's been very, because I haven't been playing every night, so we've been going to the beach and doing, you know.
Having a good time.
Doing just vacation stuff.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I know you're really proud to be able to spend time with your son here and show him the USA. So, Ivan, do you come over here to the U.S. very often?
Not really.
Last time
I was here was like 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Wow. All right.
But he was born in Washington.
Born in Washington. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, we are here with Robert Lighthouse. Robert, where do you go once you finish up here Saturday afternoon? You're playing Saturday, 10 to 11 on the CenturyLink stage. That's on Saturday. That's your last performance, I believe.
Yeah, then we're driving back to Camden.
To Camden.
Daddy. And I'm doing an afternoon show there.
So, and then what will you be
doing?
Then
we're going up to Washington and pretty much just repacking our, you know, stuff and go flying out to Arizona next day just to visit friends out there.
So you could go into Arizona, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to be finished here in just a second here, Ivan.
Daddy, yeah? It's actually Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Yeah. You know, God, don't you love it when kids can make things correct? Hello. All right. Ivan is here with us. We're having a good time. We're playing the blues, talking about the blues. This is your first trip to Greenwood, though, isn't it? Have you been here before?
No, I've never been. I wish I had, because I was rushing to get here on time.
Right.
But it's very beautiful once you got off of 20.
Yeah, the interstate,
To get on the small roads.
Yeah, well, I think you'll really enjoy it. Uptown is really beautiful, and there even are some of the toperaries. We have these huge toperaries. We just had another festival here, the Festival of Flowers, and I was up there yesterday. I think they still had some of them there.
Oh.
So great opportunity for Ivan to see some cool stuff.
This is going to be downtown here?
Downtown. Yeah. Well, we call it Uptown Greenwood. I don't know why we call it Uptown Greenwood. It's downtown Greenville, but it's Uptown Greenwood here.
Okay.
So we're going to be having a good time right here. I certainly hope that you will, when you get a chance, make sure you see Robert Lighthouse tonight at T.W. Boone's, 8 to 11. He'll be at Buffalo Grill, brand new place in Uptown Greenwood. That's right in the Greer Building, from 9 until midnight. Saturday morning, they're going to get up bright and early. They'll be playing the blues from 10 to 11 on the CenturyLink main stage. Of course, tonight, right now, getting ready to go on right now, Shrimp City Slim and Swamp Pop Shelly. So don't let the threat of rain keep you away. You got to go uptown. You got to get some barbecue for this weekend. You got to be up there being part of it. Only thing I'd say, take a raincoat, take an umbrella, take a poncho, take something to protect you as you go from location to location. By the way, don't forget, tomorrow evening, 6 until 9, I will be uptown running all around. We'll be live on the radio, checking out all the artists and making sure that you know what's going on right here in Greenwood. So, I think, Andy, how about, what do we got there in that list of things to play for as we go to the top of the hour here? What we got? We got another song here. We had Stuck in the Mud, Deep Down in the Mud. What are those songs about?
Deep Down in the Mud was about Katrina, hurricane.
The hurricane, yeah. So I tell you what, well, I guess maybe when we come back we'll play some more music. We're actually out of time. Ivan, anybody out there you'd like to do a shout-out to, you know, somebody you'd like to say hello to, or they'll be on the video. Whatever you say now is going to be on the video, so you can show it to your mom or whatever you'd like. What you got to say?
I'm on radio for the first time.
All right, that sounds great. You are on the radio. And Robert, thanks so much for coming out here. I know that you are enjoying yourself tremendously.
Yeah, very much. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So check it out. They'll be playing tonight, and you know you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Well, I'm going to have to leave it with you with some timeless cool, but hey, tomorrow afternoon it's a full-blown show. So make sure you tune in, and don't forget tomorrow morning right here on WCRS here in Greenwood. It's the I Love Ann Show. Bye-bye, everybody.